Welcome to the Storefront Church Radio program. I'm Brother Freddie Wilbanks, and thank you for walking through our door, finding us on your radio dial, or this radio station's internet connection, or our webpage, thestorefrontchurch.com. Today's program is 1806. The initial air date for this program is for Sunday, February 11th, 2018. Thank you for praying for this ministry and tuning in each week. There's plenty of room for everyone here at the Storefront Church. If you like, you can stand or sit right there. Some like to stand during the music and worship, and now that you're here, we want you to worship the Lord Jesus Christ with us. Sponsoring this program is Pilgrim Evangelistic Ministries, proclaiming the life-changing good news about the sinless life, death on the cross, and resurrection from the grave of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, through whom, by faith, we have eternal life. This broadcast is made possible by the financial support of listeners. If you'd like to sponsor the Storefront Church Radio program, call area code 989-871-9668. Help us to reach the world with the Word of God and the Gospel of Jesus Christ by calling 989-871-9668. With your pledge of support, once again, area code 989-871-9668. Homes by Stoddard's in Stoddard's Classic Cars in Chesting, Michigan, sponsors this program. We want to thank the volunteers and today's Evangel Band for joining us on the program. Already pulling on the cat's tail this hour is Brother David Thompson. Getting ready to join us vocally is Brother Walter Kenzie, playing that big old grand piano with Sister Norita Henley, and thumping on the doghouse bass is Brother Randy Stoddard. Agree with us in prayer for a Jesus Christ Holy Ghost revival in this nation, a nation that needs to repent of its multitude of sins against the Lord God Almighty. Pray for repentance among our fellow citizens, bureaucrats, corrupt government officials, and the invaders. Agree with us in prayer for our missionaries, veterans, and fellow Christians, many who've been killed and wounded because of God's word, profession of faith in Jesus Christ, righteousness, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. But for now, put your Bible down on one of those homemade pews, pick up one of those dog-eared hymnals, stand or have a seat, and let's worship the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, this is an old chorus that was in one of them chorus books in the back of the pew. Let's be true to Jesus, though a thousand voices from the world may call. 'Twas He who died to save us, and demands our life, our loyalty, our all. Since we'll walk and talk with Him when our life on earth is o'er, let us labor down to point the sinner to the open door. Thank you.
thousand voices from the world may call. It was he who died to save us and demands our life, our loyalty, our all. Since we'll walk and talk with him when a life on earth is o'er, let us labor now to point the sinner to the open door. Let's be true to Jesus, and we'll reap eternal blessings by and by.
All right, praise the Lord. Well, turn with us in them old green hymnals to hymn number 155.
Saving grace on the street.
lighthouse on the hillside that overlooks life's sea. When I'm tossed, it sends out a light that I might see. And the light that shines in darkness now will safely lead us o'er. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, my ship would be no more.
And I thank God Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin, He has shone a light around me that I might clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse,
tell me, where would this ship be? Tear that lighthouse down. The big ships, they don't pass this way anymore, and there's no use in it hanging round. Then my mind goes back to that stormy night when just in time I saw the light. Yes, the light from that old lighthouse that stands up there on the hill. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him. For Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin, He has shone a light around me.
Jesus is my Savior, I shall not be moved. In His love and favor, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the water. I shall not be moved.
I shall not be, I shall not be moved.
I shall not be, I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the water. I shall not be moved. If in test of ever,
that first verse because I messed up the words, and so here we are. I messed up the whole song on this one.
It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for others, He'll do. Secret what God can do.
side. Take him at his promise. Don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With a whenever your lot he enters all rooms, the doors being shut. He never forsakes, he never is gone. So count on his presence in darkness and dawn.
Only believe, only believe, all things are possible.
Father, truly, all things are possible if only we'd believe. Such a simple thing, Father. Your word tells us that if we had the faith of a grain of mustard, we could move mountains. So, Father, help us to believe. Help us to believe in you. Help us to turn things over to you. So many times we seem to come to you with a whole laundry list of we'd like this or we'd need this. But Lord, we want to again thank you for being with us.
Yes.
In our daily lives. And Lord, it seems like everything seems to be a crisis. We open the door of the office in the morning and we wait for the crisis to hit. Lord, help us to turn these matters over to you. These earthly things soon will be past.
Yes.
And we'll look back and say, what we thought was a crisis was just another day. So, Lord, help us. Just be with us. Help us to be the messengers that you would have us to be in this time. Lord, we've heard Freddie tell and other pastors tell that surely this is the end of the church age. When we see the return of your son to come and rapture his church.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Only believe, only believe that in an instant, in a twinkling of an eye, we was heard in a message just last week what a twinkling of an eye is. Just a microcosmetic version of an instant. Just that quick. Will be gone. So, Lord, help us to, again, be the vessels that you would have us to be.
Yes.
Help us to emit your love. Help us to realize that we, a lot of times, are the only scripture those around us actually see. Lord, and sometimes we drop the ball. So, Lord, we pray in advance that we become, as we used to say in the 70s and 80s, what would Jesus do? Help us to be the examples that you would have us to be. Help us to walk in a daily life like you would have us to. We want to take a moment to pray for those that are standing behind the pulpits right now, preparing their word, your word in their minds to their congregations. Just be with each one. Prepare our hearts as we listen to Freddie give the word this hour. Now, Father, again, we want to pray for those that in leadership positions, both politically and those around us. Lord, again, we was brought acutely aware what our local police authorities and fire departments mean to us this past week. So we want to thank you. We want to thank you for each and every one of those who lay down their lives for us when we don't even have a clue what they're facing. So again, Father, just bless Freddie as he opens up the scripture for us right now, this very hour, and we'll make sure we give you all the praise and the honor and the glory. Thanks again, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Well, Sister Narita Henley, do you wonderful loved ones have a special for us today?
Yes, the name of the song is Never Alone.
I've seen the lightning flashing and heard the thunder roll. I felt sin's breakers dashing, which tried to conquer my soul. I've heard the voice of my Savior. He bid me still fight on. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me crimson cleansing tide for
Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you very much. Well, take up your Bibles off those homemade pews and turn with us to the book of 2 Kings, the 19th chapter. And today we're going to begin at the 20th verse. And the title of this message is A Proclamation. Then Isaiah the son of Amos sent to Hezekiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, That which thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard. This is the word that the Lord hath spoken concerning him. The virgin daughter of Zion hath despised thee and laughed at to thee to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem hath shaken her head at thee. Whom hast thou reproached and blasphemed, and against whom hast thou exalted thy voice? And lifted up thine eyes on high, even against the Holy One of Israel. By thy messengers thou hast reproached the Lord, and hath cast with the multitude of my chariots. I am come up to the height of the mountains, to the sides of Lebanon, and will cut down the tall cedar trees thereof, and the choice fir trees thereof. And I will enter into the lodgings of his borders, and into the forest of his Carmel. I have digged and drank strange waters, and with the sole of my feet have I dried up all the rivers of besieged places. Hast thou not heard long ago how I have done it, and of ancient times that I have formed it? Now have I brought it to pass that thou shouldest be to lay waste fenced cities into ruinous heaps. Therefore their inhabitants were of small power. They were dismayed and confounded. They were as the grass of the field, and as the green herb, and as the grass on the housetops, and as corn blasted before it be grown up. But I know thy abode, and thy going out, and thy coming in, and thy rage against me. Because thy rage against me and thy tumult is come up unto mine ears, therefore I will put my hook in thy nose, and my bridle in thy lips, and I will turn thee back by the way which thou camest. And this shall be a sign unto thee, ye shall eat this year such things as grow of themselves, and in the second year that which springeth up the same, and in the third year sow ye and reap, and plant vineyards, and eat the fruits thereof, and the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall yet again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, and they that escape out of Mount Zion, the zeal of the Lord of hosts shall do this. Therefore thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into the city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shield, nor cast a bank against it. By the way that he came, the same shall he return, and shall not come into the city, saith the Lord. For I will defend this city to save it for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went and returned and dwelt in Nineveh. And it came to pass, as he was worshiping in the house of Nisroch, his god, that Adramelech and Sharetzer, his son, smote him with the sword. And they escaped to the land of Armenia, and Esarhaddon, his son, reigned in his stead. A proclamation. Well, before we get to a proclamation, that which thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard. The Lord hears our prayers when we come to him and humble ourselves before him. As you recall, Hezekiah had received a message and had torn his robes, and underneath his robes it was seen that he had sackcloth on, and he went to the house of God and he laid out the letter, the proclamation that this invader had given to him, this arrogant invader. And the Lord told Hezekiah through Isaiah, "That which thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard." If we come to the Lord God before him in all humility and meekness and in righteousness obtained through the blood of Jesus Christ, he hears our prayer. Jesus told us again and again in the New Testament, "Whatever you ask in my name, I will do, that it may bring glory to God the Father." The God asks rhetorically here in his answer through Isaiah to Hezekiah, "Whom hast thou reproached and blasphemed? Whom hast thou exalted their voice?" There's many around us today who raise their voices blasphemous against the Lord God. And they rage against the Lord and his wonders and works. Out of sinful, sometimes ignorance, sometimes out of just willful, open rebellion, they curse the high heavens. Oh, hallelujah. But the Lord has told us in his word, if you will, the Lord has made a proclamation that these things will not go unnoticed and these rebellions will not stand forever. In the last couple of days before we recorded this service, the President of the United States made a presidential proclamation. He's done this a couple of different times since he's taken office. And to me, it blessed me. Even though in the proclamation itself there were things that I didn't agree with 100%, he did something that the prior administration, I don't believe, ever did in this way. And I'd like to share just three quotations out of this presidential proclamation. President Donald J. Trump proclaims January 16th, 2018, as Religious Freedom Day. I'm going to stop there. I don't remember this happening in the last 8 years or more. And then continuing on, it said, "Our forefathers seeking refuge from religious persecution believed in the eternal truth that freedom is not a gift from the government, but a sacred right from Almighty God. On the coattails of the American Revolution," let me just stop there again, too. There were people who are communists, Marxists, socialists, progressive liberals, who raged, who screamed and hollered because this basis of men, and those of you who've been with us for more than a year, understand what I mean when I say a base man. Of all the people that were running for president over a year ago, last 2 years, the election time, politicking included, a majority would agree there was no one more base, more crude than President Donald Trump. And here you have this basis of men saying this and writing this, that freedom is not a gift from the government, but a sacred right from Almighty God. I don't believe that the president probably really understands all that he's saying here, because there is only freedom in Jesus Christ. And so he is right that freedom is a gift from Almighty God, and it is a freedom from Almighty God through Jesus Christ. He means something a little bit different, but still these are wonderful words in this day in which we live. On the coattails of the American Revolution, on January 16th, 1776, this proclamation continues, the Virginian General Assembly passed the Virginia Statute of Religious Freedom. This seminal bill penned by Thomas Jefferson states that all men shall be free to profess and by argument to maintain their opinions in matters of religion, and that the same shall in no wise diminish, enlarge, or affect their civil capacities. I want to stop there again in this first little quotation here. If you listen to today's scholars, today's academias, demons, and those of higher learning and lower learning, I might say, you would have never thought that Thomas Jefferson would have ever written anything like we just read. But the proclamation goes on from the president to say that 5 years later, these principles served as the inspiration for the First Amendment, which affirms our right to choose and exercise faith without government coercion or reprisal. Government coercion or reprisal. Now, another quote out of this proclamation is, "Now, therefore, I, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and by the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim January 16th, 2018, as Religious Freedom Day. I call on all Americans to commemorate this day with events and activities that remind us of our sacred, shared religious heritage of religion." Let me back up and say that again. "Commemorate this day with events and activities that remind us of our shared heritage of religious liberty and teach us to secure this blessing both at home and abroad." Now I'd like to move to the last quote that I want to share with you out of this religious this presidential proclamation. "In witness thereof, I have hereunto set my hand this 16th day of January in the year of our Lord, 2018, and in the independence of the United States of America, the 242nd. Praise the name of the Lord. I can't imagine the former occupant. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't remember, and I can't imagine the former occupant in the White House proclaiming a declaration or proclamation where it says, "In the year of our Lord." Oh, hallelujah. We're starting a new year. And those of us who are in Christ Jesus, it is truly a year of our Lord. There are people who are upset with this president for various reasons. They've got a whole long list of reasons of his things that he has done and hasn't done and all that sort of thing. But one thing that I am reminded of, that we are in a period of reprieve. And we have a tool to use, which is prayer. And many of us used that tool before this last presidential election, and we prayed. And many of us prayed for different candidates. Many of us supported different candidates. But God gave us this man as president, and we pray for him daily. We pray that the Lord keeps him safe from the assassin's bullet and those that would do him harm. We pray that the Holy Spirit would lead and guide him, and that he would follow the leading of the guiding of the Holy Spirit, even though he is, by an outside observer's opinion, maybe not the most religious nor reverent, but in some times maybe one of the most vulgar of men. But God can use anything. I'm reminded, and I remind you, that in the Old Testament, God spoke through the mouth of an ass. He can use anybody. And the man who was riding on the back of that ass going to curse the chosen people, I want to remind you, was rebuked by the Lord through that animal. And God can use whoever and whatever he wants for his purposes. In today's scripture, we see where this wicked man has come against Jerusalem, the invader. And he is going to try to tear down and take over Jerusalem. Jerusalem has been overrun numerous times. Its inhabitants have been scattered about the world. And many things have happened. And right now, Jerusalem is under Israeli occupation, rule, or authority. The word occupation is a wrong word, but under Israeli governance. And it is a sign for us that who are believers. And it is a sign for us. And what should we do with this warning? We should do everything possible within our means to further the gospel, to share the gospel, to pray against the powers of darkness while we have the opportunity. I'm convinced that right now the powers of darkness have been pushed back, and we need to pray as never before. God, Jesus Christ, when he commanded his disciples, using a word out of the King James in the book of Matthew, the 11th chapter, when Jesus had finished commanding his disciples, he didn't command them to take up arms and march as an army and try to overthrow the Roman government or whatever. He equipped them with the Word of God, shared with them the Word of God and the teachings, his own teaching, the teachings of Christ, that they were to lead the lost and the undone to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, that they were to pray and ask God, seek God, and ask God in accordance to his Word. And that's what we need to be doing in this period of reprieve. Because I'm here to tell you that nothing stays static. Things move. Things change. And what we're feeling, many of us who are in Christ feel right now, is freedom. But the pendulum swings back the other way. And the powers of darkness are going to come unhinged against us with fury. That is the reason why we need to make the most of today. And we need to pray that the Holy Ghost and power pushes back the powers of darkness and that many come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. I'm not going to be able to touch on everything that I wanted to in this portion of Scripture as we wrap up talking about Ezekiel. I believe the Lord's going to lead us to a different area here in the days ahead. But as Christians, what we need to be doing is praying for revival in our own souls, our own churches, communities, and around the world. You know, in this portion of Scripture, most of which I'm not going to get to touch on in the next couple of minutes, it says that the angel of the Lord went out and killed 185,000 of the enemy. You know, the Word also tells us that those that were imprisoned in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, that the angel came and opened the doors to the prison and led them out to freedom. There are thousands upon thousands imprisoned Christians and imprisoned people around the world. And some of them, as we've made mention before, are in North Korea. Let us pray for the persecuted Christians in North Korea, China, Iran, around the world, where evil is so dominant that the Lord God sets them free, and that the Lord God, many of them are being starved to death, and that God provides manna from heaven and food and bread for them and pure water to drink. Wouldn't it be wonderful if those who mean so much evil to the cause of Christ and to the individuals, if they were slain by the hand of God? Better yet, wouldn't it be better if their captors rose up in the power of the Holy Ghost and clearly prophesied and shared the gospel of Jesus Christ, and hundreds of thousands repented of their sins and accepted Jesus Christ? If you're not agreeing with us in prayer and you can't pray with conviction these types of things, you're lost and undone. And you need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And I invite you now to pray a first prayer, a prayer of repentance, and accept Jesus Christ as Lord.